Hi, this is Olivia from Olivia's Students and Crafts, and today I'm going to be teaching you how to make the Colbert bracelet. So this is a easy level bracelet. It's very nice and I don't know, cool, because it sort of looks like a cobra, I guess. Pretty much that's the name of it, so yeah. But we're going to be teaching you how to make that. Okay, so we did find this on Howcast, so we wanted to show you how to make it because I absolutely loved it, and my parents also thought it was so cool, so we thought we would do it. So, yeah. We're gonna do it. Okay, so next you're going to need your hook. I know many of you were asking where I got my hook and what the hook was, and it's a 3.50 mm, so this is it. It has a green grip. It's pretty easy to notice, I guess. Next, you're going to need either three or more colors. You can do a one solid cobra, but I don't really think it looks that well. So you're also going to need a C-clip, and that's all you're going to need. So yeah, let's get started. So the first thing you're going to do is take a single rubber band and place it from the center pin to the outside pin. And then you're going to go up, and then you're just going to keep going up the whole loom, and then you're going to turn in up here. So just go up the loom. Okay, so now you're just going to turn in, push them all down. If you want to, I mean, it's the best choice. You don't have to, but the bands will pop off, so don't want that. So you're just going to do the same thing on the sides. So yeah, I'll fast forward from here. Okay, so there is the border of the bracelet. Okay, so now we're going to place the center bands up the middle. I do suggest the color that you used for the border. I just think it will show these out, so it will make these stand out more. So yeah, all you're going to do is just place it up the middle. So I guess that's pretty easy. Just going to do this. Try not to fling the rubber bands everywhere, like I am doing. Getting everywhere. Okay, so there are the middle rubber bands. You want to push these down now, so yeah. Just going to use my hook for the rest of the way. You know what? I don't know what I'm using. It's a good reason. I'm just going to check over them with my hook. Drop down. Okay, so now we're going to place these inside center bands. So yeah, I'm using these two colors. Very pretty. So now we're just going to go and take one rubber band and go out, then go in with the other color rubber band, or the same color rubber band, doesn't matter. And then you're just going to repeat this pattern all the way down the loom. So you're like making V's if you look at it, like that. Looks like V's, so. Just going to repeat this all the way down the loom. Little clip. Okay, for the last one, you're going to just place it like you did for the rest of these rubber bands. And yeah, so that's one side completed. And you are going to do the same thing if you want to push these down, which I highly suggest do. It's actually part of the bracelet. So now you're just going to take your next color or the same color, but I do, again, suggest the different colors for this. Just makes it look like different, and I guess you can call it confusing. I don't know. But you're just going to do that same thing, so I'll fast forward from here. Okay, so again, for the last one, just do the same thing. So, yeah, here is the done placings of the rubber bands, and the last thing we have to do is place a cap band. Okay, so now you're just going to turn your rainbow loom around, and we're going to start looming. So, let's get started. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to go out here. So we're not going to loom these because you're obviously not supposed to, because it's supposed to make that cobra-y look. Okay, so now we're just going to go in here and grab this first rubber band. It should at least be the first rubber band, and loom it forward. You do have to go through four rubber bands, but that's not a lot. So, yeah. Then you're just going to reach through all of these, which is a little bit more, and grab that one white one at the bottom. That's why I do suggest to use a different color from what these are going to be, so it makes it easier for you to see what you're grabbing. So then you're just going to grab that white rubber band and loom it forward all the way up. So, yeah, I'll fast forward from here now. And then the last one just looms up to there. Okay, so that's the middle of the bracelet. So now we're just going to push it down. Just makes it easier. So next you're going to go down here and through that yellow one too, and grab that left rubber band here and loom it out to the left. Then reach back, grab that one, and loom it forward. Then you're going to do this, loom it forward, loom this one forward, this one forward, and so on. So I'll fast forward from here. Okay, so that's the one side done. Okay, so now you're going to go in here and grab this right rubber band and loom it out to the right. And then you're going to loom the sides up. Just like this. And keep looming till the top. So, yeah. I'm going to do it. Keep looming. Okay, so the last rubber band, you're just going to turn it in, and that is what it should look like when it's finished looming. So yeah, why did I push them down? You can move them up if you want, push them down. Whatever is good for you. So there it is. Cobra, not big enough the loom yet, so let's do that. You're just going to stick your hook through and come out this side and take a rubber band of any color. Doesn't really matter, I don't think. and pull it through. Stick it on your hook. This time I am naturally not going to cap it, so it's because it's so easy, so just let me push it on to my hook a little more. Okay, so I finally got it on there after like 10 tries. And now we're going to take it off the loom. After it does come off, it's going to look a little jumbled up, but all you have to do is just straighten it out a little bit. So, yeah. So it does look like crazy. So you're just going to pull it out to make it look like a wider bracelet. So, wow. Yeah, you do have to do this a lot. So, just stretch it out. So yeah, there it is, the Cobra bracelet. Now I'm just going to teach you how to do the extension on this bracelet, and then you're just going to clip it off and you have your bracelet. It's actually a really big one. I never made a big one like this. Yay. Okay, so flip your loom back around so the red arrow is now facing away from you, and take whatever color you want. I'm going to actually do it a little differently. I'm going to make a pattern out of it. So then you're just going to go up the sides. So now you're just going to go up the side of the loom with any color you want until your desired length of your wrist. So, yeah. Okay. There is the length of my wrist. And I'm just going to take this cap band down here and do this and put it on this peg so it looks like one of these. And yeah, so now I'm just going to loom it. This is out of my way. I never did this before without capping it off, so it's going to be a little hard. Sorry if it's blocking it. It's a big bracelet, so it's going to be a little pesky. So now you're just going to loom it forward. You can turn your loom around if you want. Okay, so there it is, the extension. Now you're just going to drag it out to here. This step is optional. It just makes it easier to put on the S clip or C clip, and you just put it on. Oh, it fell off. Okay, so now you're just going to pull it off. And hopefully I can do one bracelet without capping it. Smell challenge, yeah. Hopefully this works. Yes, it did. Yay. I accomplished a bracelet without knotting it off at the ends. It looks so pretty. Oh. Stretch it out after you get it on there because it could get jumbled up again. And you have your finished bracelet. Thanks for watching. Come back on my channel to see more videos and subscribe and bye! Bye-bye!